You're listening to SBS News.
New York City police have arrested subway shooting suspect 62-year-old Frank R. James. The man accused of shooting multiple people on a Brooklyn subway train has been charged with a federal terrorism offence after a day-long manhunt. A man out for a lunchtime walk witnessed the arrest on a Manhattan street.
He didn't resist from what I saw, which I guess is the best case scenario. There were a lot of cops, but he seemed just very, didn't say anything. Took the handcuffs as it were, and they escorted him into the car.
Mr. James was taken into custody about 30 hours after the violence on a rush hour train, which left people around the city on edge. He's alleged to have detonated two smoke grenades and fired at least 33 shots with a 9mm handgun in a subway car packed with commuters. There were 10 gunshot victims and at least a dozen other people injured in the attack. The gunman left the train at the next station, disappearing into the nation's most populous city. New York City Police Chief of Detectives James Essig alleges Frank James left behind numerous clues at the crime scene, including the gun, ammunition, a hatchet, smoke grenades, petrol, a bank card in his name, and the key to a van he rented on Monday in Philadelphia.
The gun used in this, a 9mm Glock, which was recovered at this crime scene, was purchased by Mr. James in 2011 in Ohio. We tracked Mr. James, and his last known whereabouts was 7th Avenue and 9th Street in Park Slope, entering the subway. Minutes ago, thankfully, NYPD patrol officers from the 9th Precinct responded to St. Mark's and 1st Avenue, where they apprehended him without incident.
Law enforcement officials say Mr. James called a police hotline saying he could be found at a McDonald's in Manhattan's East Village. Police Chief of Department Kenneth Corey says Mr. James had left the restaurant when officers arrived, but was found on a busy corner nearby and quietly arrested. Brooklyn District Attorney Breon Peace says the accused faces a charge that pertains to terrorist or other violent attacks against mass transit systems and carries a sentence of up to life in prison. Mr. Peace claims in recent months Frank James had ranted in videos on his YouTube channel about racism and violence in the United States and about his struggles with mental health care in New York City. But he says the motive for the subway attack remains unclear, and there's no indication Mr. James had ties to terror organizations, international or otherwise.
Yesterday was a dark day for all of us. But the bright spots of the incredible heroism of our fellow New Yorkers helping each other in a time of crisis, the quick response by our first responders, and the hard work by all of our law enforcement partners that has been ongoing is truly a bright spot here.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.